わ、ばば。わ、ば、ば。わ、わ、わ。わ、わ、ふ、ふ、ふ。Can you hear me? I can hear! Yay! Okay, we do this again. Okay, all y'all. I hope that this is gonna work. It is very scuffed today. So welcome, all y'alls, to my impromptu Twitter space. I'm going to retitle this to the actual light novel name. So how are all y'all's doing? I miss you guys. I hope you're all having a wonderful day wherever you are. And yeah, let's catch up a little bit and get to reading this really weird light novel that Ink and I found while we were shopping around. Yeah. Give me one second. All right, there we go. And then let me fix it up again. I'm actually gonna delete this old one. Go to my channel. Let me just fix up everything right now. Let me delete this. Let me delete this. And then let me add the live chat here so that people can go. All right. Perfect. Perfecto. How is the sound quality, by the way, guys? I don't really know what Twitter spaces sound like from a phone, so I'm going to try my best. The sound is very clear at the moment. That's awesome. I'm gonna try my very best. You can even hear my keyboard clickety clacks. Yay! Ink is super tired, but gotta listen to this hot trash. Okay. I will not delay any further, but I will just update you on what we did today. We went anime shopping. I bought a bunch of books. Once I get back to streaming, I will tell you guys exactly what I did. And yeah, just bought some really interesting books. I will do a little haul later on. But essentially, I spent the whole day with Ink today. And we're both super tired from walking around. We had some afternoon tea. Ate a lot of food and just chatted a whole bunch. And now, and it's so funny. Here's the story of how it happened. So we went to the store and I was looking through the light novel section. And all of a sudden, my eyes, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I guess naturally my eyes just focus towards a certain thing. But all of a sudden, I found this and there's only one volume of it out right now. So I thought, okay, this is like, I'm not missing out if I don't buy the other ones because I didn't want to waste my money. Didn't want to waste my money buying other light novels. So I just bought this one for fun and I told Ink, Ink, wouldn't this be so funny if I read this on a Twitter space? Because I started skimming through it and I was like, oh no. Oh no, I can't right now. This is so cringe. This is an absolute dumpster fire. And yep, I believe it is true. So I have actually not read it before, but let me read the blurb at the back. So it says, my girlfriend's younger twin sister has somehow become my new stepsister. It's been a month since I've started dating Haruka, my first ever girlfriend. We even finally reached first base today, holding hands. Today's also special for a different reason. My dad's getting remarried, which means I get a new stepsister. Her name is Shigure, and she's pretty much the spitting image of Haruka. That's no surprise, though, given that she's actually Haruka's long-lost twin sister. Due to family circumstances, they were split up at birth. Her presence adds a new, twisted form of love that tangles itself into our protagonist's passionate love life. He can't possibly tell his girlfriend what's been going on. Be sure to check out the saucy rom-com with a raunchy and rather needy stepsister. Okay. All right, need to get serious now. Okay, actually, I'm going to transfer up to my bed. So give me 1 second. I'm going to do this while I'm in my bed. Wait, let me get my water. Okay. We are inside the Athi bed. Oh, no, it's too reverby. Go back down. Abort. We're going back down to the floor. All right. Okay, let's go. I have my little lamp. I have you guys here. I just wanted to say hi, everybody. Thank you for joining. We're going to be starting our dramatic reading. My parents are going to... I hope they don't judge me because the walls here are very, very, very thin. Very thin. Okay. We all know where this is going. Yeah, right. Missed you guys. Okay, I don't have long to read because it is 11:30 at night and I don't want to bother. So I'm going to do a pretty much kind of like a half loud but half not super loud reading. So think of it as a bedtime story, okay? Come, my children, let Miss Athi read you a bedtime story. Yes, the story of my generation, the story of my people. This story boasts a wondrous tale of love, of grief, of adventure. This book is called I Kissed My Girlfriend's Little Sister by Riku Misora, illustrated by Saba Mizore, Volume 1. Chapter 1. The First Love, X Prelude. I want a girlfriend. Any young man with a pulse had probably thought the same thing at one point or another. As for me, Hiromichi Sato, I had been obsessed with the idea since at least 8th grade. But alas, reality was a cruel mistress. In just about every aspect, I would say I ranged from mediocre to below average. My appearance and athleticism, or lack thereof, were nothing to write home about. I didn't have any remarkable skills, and I wasn't exactly the brightest tool in the shed. My grades were decent, I guess, but that was only because I had plenty of time to study. And so my middle school years had passed without a single girlfriend. In fact, I don't think I had even spoken to a girl outside of the necessary school stuff or to pass on a message. I had made friends of the opposite sex once, way back in elementary school. Where had it all gone wrong? Well, from 5th grade onward, the idea of interacting with girls had become oddly embarrassing. I'd ended up distancing myself from them, having become too sheepish to approach them, and wound up in this sorry state. Because I feared rejection, I'd never put myself out there, you know how it goes. And so my time in middle school ended without a single girl. I had royally screwed myself over. Looking back on those 3 depressingly bleak years, I started to panic. Would I end up finishing my entire school life alone? A bitter virgin without a girlfriend? Please, God, anything but that. That would be a fate worse than death. I want a girlfriend so freaking bad. Although I didn't have my eye on anyone in particular, I was still desperate. Seriously, I did have a type at seriously, I didn't have a type at all. I'd probably end up falling head over heels for the first girl who confessed to me. I would treasure her above all else. Of this, I was certain. I simply wanted to be loved. Doesn't everyone else feel the same way? Poor MC. But of course, that unbefitting enthusiasm was crushed after only 1 month. Whenever I had tried to greet girls, they had turned around and stared at me as if I was some sort of alien. Their suspicious, probing eyes to me seemed to say, "Who is this guy? What does he want?" Before those gazes, I had deflated instantly, unable to utter another word. I'd also asked my more sociable friends to include me in their groups. Unfortunately, I hadn't gained much knowledge or experience of the bizarre entity known as the female life form. I had no clue what sort of conversations their diets consisted of, and as a result, I had only been able to come up with non-committal responses. Why did it have to be like this? It seemed that to talk to women, I need to unlock the charisma with women skill. But in order to acquire the charisma with women skill, I need to speak to women. Dios mío, sacre bleu! What was with this crappy one-star game? Would someone please apply a patch to fix this buggy mess? In any case, my first year of high school had passed by in miserable shades of gray. La-di-da-di-da. But that was all in the past. Water under the bridge, you could say. It was now the spring of my junior year, and I was practically skipping my way to school, humming all the while. Cherry blossom petals, which reminded me that summer was just around the corner, decorated my path. Morning dew clung to the freshly grown greenery around me, sparkling and accentuating the leaves' bright, vibrant colors. How had I once thought of this wonderful world as a bleak, gray wasteland? It was inconceivable. What had brought about this sudden change of attitude, you ask? Well, I finally got a girlfriend. Yes, you heard me right. A real flesh and blood girlfriend. Me, of all people, a girlfriend. Ahem. Apologies for the sudden outburst. Due to the importance of my announcement, I just wanted to emphasize the real nature of my girlfriend. I guess I got carried away there. Can you blame me, though? For once in my life, something exciting had actually happened to me. Of course, I hadn't been the one to profess my feelings. I wasn't proud of it, but I didn't have that kind of courage. After utterly flubbing the start of my high school career, I'd spent a lengthy freshman year with my male friends, never knowing the touch or scent of a woman. But that had all immediately changed as soon as I started my junior year. A girl had confessed to me. We were the same age, and despite attending the same elementary school, we'd each gone to different middle schools. It turned out that we went to the same high school, but I was in advanced placement, while she took regular classes, since our courses didn't overlap at all. I hadn't been aware of her existence until the confession. I vaguely remember her from elementary school. We had both been placed in after-school daycare, and I had been called out to her because she had been all alone. I guess I had been her first friend. Who knew it would have led to all of this? From the moment she'd confessed her feelings, my life had sprung from being a broadcast in 144p to glorious 4K. It wasn't just the colors either. Since that day, 1 month ago, everything about the world had undergone a drastic change. Until recently, I had only picked up the thick, muggy exhaust fumes during my walk to school. Now, all I could focus on was the fragrant spring breeze. Likewise, the trill of the first bell had once beckoned yet another gloomy school day. Now, however, it proclaimed the good news of another day spent with my girlfriend. Finally, whenever I enjoyed udon in the cafeteria with her, the broth tasted as if it was produced by a gourmet restaurant. Wow, this dude is over exaggerating. Come on, it's not getting a girlfriend is not that special, man. He's so stupid. Anyway, Rico from the cheerleading club was basically begging for it, you know. So we went back to her room together.
Nice, dude. So, how'd it go? You obviously plowed her, right? Heh, athletic girls never disappoint. Know what I mean?
Before overhearing these sorts of conversations from the popular guys would have caused, before overhearing these sorts of conversations from the popular guys would have caused me to kneel over from jealousy. Now I could listen to them with a smile on my face. I could even feel, dare I say it, amicable. Yes, I understand. Romance truly is wonderful, the creme de la creme of our youth. Keep fighting the good fight, kings. Huh? But Aizawa, weren't you going out with Mao Imura from the band? Did you break up with her? Wait, wasn't he dating Sogabe? Nah, we weren't really dating. Come on, do you really think I'd settle for girls like them? Huh? You serious? I thought both of them were pretty hot. If I'm out of a girls' league, no chance in hell am I committing. Chicks are always sliding into my DMs, man. I don't need one hanging all over me, acting like she's my girlfriend just because we bumped uglies a few times. Give me a break. I take it back. Those guys can eat shit and die. Sure, there were still a few things that got under my skin. But for the past month, my high school life had never been more vibrant. I was certain this positive outlook was all thanks to my new girlfriend. Because of her, I also managed to muster up the courage to go up to open up more with others. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd like to introduce the girl who gave me said courage. School was over for the day, and I was sitting in the library by myself, writing, waiting for my girlfriend to arrive. Unlike me, she was part of a club, so I had to wait for her if I wanted us to walk home together. I set about finishing my homework while repeatedly qu talking. Taking quick, eager glances at the library entrance. This continued for a while until I was suddenly hit by a wave of uneasiness. When I checked the time on my smartphone, I noticed it was 6:10 p.m. Wait, 6:10 as in 10 minutes after 6 o'clock? Hydration check. As in 10 minutes after 6 o'clock? We had promised to meet at six on the dot, and yet the library door remained closed. My girlfriend hadn't showed up. How could this be? How could this be? Oh God, what if it had all been a dream? Had everything up until now. Oh my God, I'm getting random texts. Okay, Mama Nightingale. I will feed Mimi Coon. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Break. I'm getting texts from Mama Nightingale. Hold up. Let me cut a lozenge. Okay. Wait, 6:10 as in 10 minutes past 6 o'clock? We had promised to meet six on the dot, and yet the library door remained closed. My girlfriend hadn't showed up. How could this be? Oh God, what if it had been all a dream? Had everything up until now been the delusion of my lonely, kissless Hiromichi? A cold sensation crawled up the nape of my neck, and I whirled around in response. There was the girl I'd been dying to see, my girlfriend, standing there with a soft drink in each hand and an innocent smile on her face. The features of her beautiful face stood out quite a bit, framed by slightly damp hair that trailed down her collarbones. She was slightly shorter than me, with long, slender legs. All in all, she was the rare sort of beauty you could find on the cover of any teen magazine. And yes, she was my girlfriend, Haruka Saikawa. Wow. Are you sure that I didn't write this? Because this sounds exactly like that one fan fiction I wrote. I could be a light novel writer. This is I can write better than this. Anyways, continuing on. And yes, she was my girlfriend, Haruka Saikawa. Thank God it wasn't a delusion, since I'd pigeonholed myself into the Forever Alone Club. I often grew worried that my reality had become a little too convenient. I mean, why else would a beauty like Haruka go out with a nobody like me? laughed Haruka. Did I surprise you? Sorry for the wait. Practice dragged on longer than I expected. Here, take this drink. My humble offering as a way of saying sorry.
No, no, don't worry. I just got here.
Doesn't look that way to me, Haruka said after a pause, staring pointedly at the desk littered with my notebooks and textbooks.
Crap. She was spot on. Based on the current state of things, there was no way I could have just gotten here. If I'd considered that for even a moment, I wouldn't have told her such an obvious lie. Why did I feel the need to act cool over every little thing? I tended to freak out whenever I was around Haruka, and it was like my body and brain would cease to function. Talk about embarrassing. I could feel my cheeks growing warmer by the second.
You're so kind, Hiromichi.
Haruka didn't laugh at me for feeling flustered, though. How could I not adore someone so nice? She had not only a pretty face, but also a great personality. I must have done a million good deeds in my past life in order to deserve such a flawless beauty for a girlfriend.
Aww, and then there's an illustration of her. Aww, she's cute.
Cheers to you, past self.
Well then, shall we head out?
Haruka asked. Yeah, I'll put my stuff away in a jiffy.
There's no need to rush.
Got it.
Having said that, I quickly stuffed my textbooks and writing utensils into my bag. With Haruka at my side, I wouldn't let these textbooks waste another moment of my time. Plus, we had something special planned for later today. We left the study room together, walking side by side down the sunset-lit corridor and chatting about this and that. All in all, speaking to her was a lot like speaking to my guy friends. The main difference was that we would also discuss our date plans for the weekend like a proper couple would. We went over what had occurred at school earlier and what we watched on television last night. I had lent her a few volumes of my favorite manga, and I was eager to hear her impressions on it and gush about it myself. We also discussed various other topics, like the team of four we'd assembled with my guy friends to play Splat 2.
Splat 2! Okay. Splat 2 as in not Splatoon, but like Splat T 2 number 2. Anyway, the club president
and teacher have been giving me a lot of praise lately, she revealed.
Really? Like what?
According to them, my performances have more depth now. They say I'm no longer a huge ham. I'm a honey-glazed ham now.
You consider that praise? I asked hesitantly.
It's better than half-hearted critique, right?
I mean, you're not wrong. Haruka's mother, who had left her family after a divorce, had once been an unpopular actress. Apparently, Haruka had decided to follow in her footsteps by joining the drama club, although she, in her own words, was terrible at acting. It was obvious she loved it, however. Whenever I went to watch her practice, she was always giving it her all. Her sweat-drenched hair would stick to her cheeks, and her eyes would shine brightly with a brilliant flame of passion. Whenever I saw her trying so hard, I couldn't just reduce her love for acting to an ill-suited obsession. Regardless of whether she was skilled or not, she loved to do it, and that was the most important thing. For that reason, I enjoyed hearing Haruka talk about her club activities. Those who gave their all at something were admirable, in my opinion, and even more so if they happened to be your adorable significant other. I could listen to Haruka go on forever, and she was the type of girl who could keep a conversation going indefinitely. Since I wanted to share so much with her, our time always ran out before a conversation could exhaust itself, but today was different. As we approached the school gate, the two of us ended up falling silent. We stopped in our tracks, gazing furtively at the destined spot. Yesterday, we'd exchanged an important promise, and this location served as its boundary line. When I glanced at Haruka, our eyes met, but rather than entangling, our gazes came undone. She'd averted her eyes with an embarrassing expression. Still, she cautiously extended her right hand toward me. That's right. A month had passed since we'd started dating. We discussed ideas on how to grow closer, and we finally came up with a brilliant solution. Today marked a special day. We decided we'd hold hands for the first time. I mustered all of my courage and grabbed hold of Haruka's delicate, pale hand. Whoa!
This is a girl's hand? Upon feeling our fingers intertwine, my heart practically leapt out of my chest. The difference between her hand and a guy's was like night and day. Hers was thin, soft, and, most importantly, incredibly smooth. The stark contrast and unusual sensations caused my heart to pound, and I wondered how Haruka felt in this moment. When I glanced over at her, I noticed her cheeks reddening slightly. Haruka giggled. This sort of thing's embarrassing, isn't it? You think? I managed to respond with a squeak. I see. So Haruka also felt embarrassed, at least slightly. This should go without saying, but I was far more than just a little embarrassed. I was so nervous that a mysterious falsetto had leapt out of my throat, making me sound like a mangled cat. When we'd first started dating, just being in her vicinity had turned me into a stiff, nervous wreck. But clearly, I clearly managed to beat that cowardice out of myself. But I still had a long way to go. As an obvious example, pretty much anything that brought attention to our romantic relationship caused my composure to fall to pieces. How did the popular guys do it? They could get all handsy with the girls they weren't even dating. What were they, shape-shifting aliens with nerves of steel? As I considered the possibility, Haruka spoke up.
I'm sorry, taking a whole month just to hold hands is weird, right? But this is my first time being in this sort of relationship with a boy. I get so nervous.
Her face clouded over her, and she seemed apologetic. It seemed as though she'd interpreted my silence as me being in a bad mood. Don't get the wrong idea, Haruka. I was just such an anxiety-ridden mess that I couldn't think of what to say. I hurried to give the proper response. No, I feel the same way. In fact, going any faster would be exhausting. Sure. You could see it took a whole month to hold hands, but it only took 1 month, right? I think we're moving at an awesome pace. I mean, if we can hold hands after 1 month, how well will we get along for the rest of our lives?
Ski!
Haruka exclaimed, turning an even deeper shade of crimson. It was as if a fire had been lit beneath her face. Likewise, her hand grew distinctively warmer. Did I just say something really gross and creepy? Damn it, I definitely did. For the rest of our lives. Pull yourself together, Hiromichi. We're still in high school, for God's sake. Why did I have to jump the gun? I didn't mean that, I cried. Wait, I did mean it. I just got a little ahead of myself. I was only talking about the rest of our lives in terms of my feelings, okay? It's not that deep. I just thought it'd be pretty nice if that happened, and I ended up blurting it out, that's all. Ugh, crap. I ruined everything. No matter what I said, I was only covering up repulsiveness with more repulsiveness. A creep matryoshka. How was I supposed to dig myself out of this hole? At this rate, Haruka would see me as some weird delusional asshole and leave me for good.
No, Haruka assured me. I'm happy you said that. She squeezed my hand tighter in response and leaned against my left arm with a smile. This wasn't the sincere, innocent smile that she showed to my friends. No, this was a special smile that she only showed to me, her boyfriend. I told you, people have been praising my acting recently, right?
Haruka continued.
It must be thanks to you, Hiromichi.
What?
Ever since we started dating, each day has been so fun. I've never felt so happy in my life. The world is so much more dazzling than before. It's not even a fair comparison. It's like feelings of tenderness and strength I had no idea existed are overflowing from my heart. Until now, I never knew how wonderful it was to have someone on this massive earth cares about you so deeply. So thank you. Thank you for choosing me, Hiromichi. I really, really like you.
Squeak! Yeah, it was clear to me now. I'd been born into this world to meet Haruka. No other girl could ever accept me so earnestly or value the same things as I did to such a profound event. At this point, I couldn't think of anything but her. Haruka remained nestled against me until we parted at the train station. Since we were both nervous, we couldn't hold a proper conversation. From where our bodies were connected, I could feel Haruka's heart beating so loudly as frantically as mine. Even so, we never separated. The moment lasted for 15 minutes. Without a doubt, those were the greatest 15 minutes of my 17 years on this earth. And yet, everything soon would change. I would end up meeting a person who would turn everything on its head. My newfound conviction to remain loyal to Haruka and the plans for a youth that I'd believe would never end. That was the end of chapter one. This hand-holding scene is too drawn out. It's too much. Yo, it's a light novel, man. Okay, are you ready? Okay, let's see if this is the chapter. Oh my god. All right. Okay. And then the little sister comes here in this chapter. Oh no. Okay. Chapter 2. We're continuing on. One more chapter and then we'll be good. All right. I'm switching to my lying on the floor. Okay. Chapter 2. Bewilderment X Contact. This will be the last chapter and then I'm going to put a pause there. There was a rather desolate commuter town 3 stops away from my school. Its decidedly retro downtown area looked like it was stuck in the 80s, while the world had moved on without it. It was here that an old wooden 2-story apartment building stood, and inside that building, a single room served at the Sato family's castle. Upon entering the premises, I could hear a phone ringing from the second floor. In other words, from my apartment. As a stout, older woman who lived next door glared down at me, I raced up to the steel-framed staircase, which had long since fallen into resembling a rusted hunk of Swiss cheese. When I finally reached the second floor, the old woman remarked scathingly, "It's been ringing for 10 minutes straight." "Seriously? Why are they being so persistent? It had better be a damn emergency." I bowed my head to the old woman in apology, raced inside the apartment, and yanked the hallway phone from its cradle. "Hello? Who the hell might this be?" I barked, doing nothing to hide my displeasure.
"You finally picked up. It's me, your incredible father."
Gah, I should have known it was my bastard of an old man. The perpetrator of these passionate, lovesick calls was my father, Naoyuki Sato. Knowing this, my tone grew even more irritated. "Dad, you know that our apartment has 0 soundproofing," I nagged. "If I don't answer, call again later. You're bothering the neighbors."
"Oh, sorry. I just got this weird desire to hear your voice out of nowhere."
"Oh, why are you being such a creep?"
"There's nothing creepy about a father worrying about his precious, one and only son. So, how are things? Are you feeling well? Having fun at school?"
"Oh, crap. I should have known." I had a sudden sinking feeling in my stomach. This was all too familiar. Prior experiences warned me that my dad was trying to hide something, much like when a child tries to cover up a bad report card from their parents. Well, it was an apt comparison for him, despite being in his late 40s. My old man still acted like an elementary schooler sometimes. Probably because he was off chasing dinosaurs. In any case, I needed to hang up as soon as possible. "Yeah, I'm doing well and having fun," I said. "Nothing could be better. Does that take care of everything? Good night, sleep tight, and don't let the bed bugs bite."
Wait, hold on a second. Don't hang up."
My dad frantically jumped in.
"If you hang up, I'll call again. That phone's gonna keep on ringing until you pick up. I did want to hear your voice, but actually, I have something important to discuss with you today."
"You got me, you sly bastard." Since I wanted to avoid the neighbor's glare, I briefly entertained the idea of pulling out the phone line altogether.
That would have been going too far, though. All right, I'll hear him out. That's what I was afraid of, I said. So what is it?
Well, about that.
He mumbled. What's up? It must be really important, huh?
Not exactly, but acting so formal makes things awkward. Maybe embarrassing is the right word?
Gross. I don't want to hear a middle-aged man talking like some bashful, love-struck teen girl gushing about her first crush. Spit it out already. It can't be anything good anyway. I'm guessing you spent Grandma's money on another excavation and wanted me to apologize to her?
Actually, I've gotten remarried.
See, that's exactly what I...
Wait, what the hell did you say?
I felt so completely overwhelmed that the scream had unintentionally leaked from my throat. A moment later, someone banged on the opposite side of the thin wall that served to separate the neighbors' rooms. I responded to the old woman's protest with a loud apology and returned my attention to the conversation.
Remarried? I cried. As in, you got hitched?
When? Wait, you never mentioned having a partner.
Yeah, I met her in the city I'm currently working in.
In Fukuoka? But you've only been there for 2 months, right?
A little high schooler, you might not understand yet, but sometimes the flames of love can ignite in an instant.
Seriously? One spark and you can go from zero to married in 2 months? I found that incredibly difficult to believe. In fact, it scared me more than anything. How much could you truly learn about someone in the span of only 2 months? The inner machinations of adults were still a mystery to me, I suppose.
So, that's all you got to tell me about? I asked. Well, it's your life, Dad. So long as you choose her, I'm okay with anyone.
I'm happy to hear you say that. And that was one of the things I called you about, but there was something else I wanted to discuss with you today.
What is it?
I wanted to tell you about Tsukiko, my wife's child from another marriage.
Child from another marriage? She's already a mother?
At our age, it's not that uncommon. I mean, even I have you.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that means I have a new sibling.
Exactly. And just like you, your new sibling is a junior in high school. Is she your little sister or big sister? Oh, since you were born in April, that would make her your little sister. So anyways, Shigure, your new sibling will be moving into our apartment as of today. Hold on. What the hell did you just say?
Once again, the wall shook, and for a second time, I ended up having to apologize. Due to my distress, however, the words of appeasement lacked my sincere emotion.
Hiromichi,
my father scolded me.
No need to shout over every little thing. You'll disturb the neighbors.
Right now, I am the most disturbed person in the entire world.
For the love of God, what the hell is going on?
You suddenly called to tell me you've gotten remarried, your new wife has a daughter the same age as me, and we're going to be living together immediately? I can't deal with this. I mean, for one thing, this apartment doesn't even have proper rooms. I lived in an incredibly modest one-room apartment. There was a makeshift room, my makeshift room complete with an eat-in kitchen, and a sliding screen that separated my father's cluttered room from mine. I was using his space as a storage for now, but both sides were already incredibly cramped. Sure, it was a decent enough living situation for one person in an old wooden complex, but there just wasn't enough space for two new inhabitants.
In that case, clear out my room and let her use it,
my dad said.
Throw everything out except your mother's mementos.
Say I threw everything out. Our apartment is still too small for all of us. Two parents and two kids in this small-ass place would mean we'd be packed together like sardines. Plus, they're girls. They're probably bringing a lot of stuff.
Huh? Oh, you've got this all wrong. Starting today, only Shigure, your little sister, will be joining you. Tsukiko and I will be heading to America.
So stupid.
Of course. I'm sorry. I blow my nose. Oh my god.
Of course. Just leave your stranger of a stepdaughter with your stranger of a son.
Okay.
What? Are you kidding me?
Originally, I wanted to return home with Tsukiko and Shigure, my dad explained. But a professor from my college years begged for my help, so I'm going to assist him with an excavation in America. I'm about to get on the plane, actually. Can you imagine what could have happened if you hadn't picked up the phone? Shigure's heading over there right now, actually. Good thing you're expecting her.
Wait, there's nothing good about this. I'm seriously freaking out right now. You want me to live alone with a girl the same age as me? All by ourselves? In this apartment? You can't be serious.
Oh, gross. My hand's sweating all over the phone. What are you so shaken up about?
My dad asked.
It's not like you're a virgin.
I am a virgin, Dad. Your son is still squeaky clean. I've never been kissed. Why do you have so much faith in me, huh, you dumbass?
Oh, I see. Well, anyways, she is your little sister. There's no need to be formal.
A little sister I've never seen or met before. In other words, a complete and total stranger. You can't expect me to be cool with this. Tell that girl to go back to her old home right now.
Oh, crap. I just heard the boarding announcement. Well then, I'm off. I won't be home for at least a year, so you two enjoy yourself, okay? Love ya.
Hold it. This conversation is far from... Beep, beep, beep.
Dad?
Dad, you freaking asshole!
I yelled as I slammed the phone back into its cradle. Of course, the neighbor protested by slamming the wall with all her might, but I couldn't be bothered to apologize anymore. I was so perplexed that I could practically feel my brain spinning around inside my skull like an old vinyl record. My knees grew weak, and I slumped to the ground. This was a mess. The mess of all messes. Sure, we were officially considered siblings on paper, but I'd suddenly be living with a girl I knew nothing about. And to make matters worse, our parents wouldn't be returning home for a whole year. I'd considered the possibility before, but could my old man genuinely be insane? Did he have no moral compass? And on top of that, he didn't feel the need to tell me until today? I was happy about my dad's remarriage, honestly. Following my mom's death, he had somehow managed to raise me all by himself. If he'd found a new partner, I wanted to celebrate that. Having said that, oh, this is a disaster, I grumbled out loud to myself. What's the deal with him? What kind of crappy father springs this sort of situation on his son instead of letting him process the whole deal? I sighed. The situation felt like a bad joke. Not to mention, it was a joke that was only going to continue. While I sat here, my sister, who had never seen my face before, was steadily approaching the apartment. That meant that I couldn't stay slumped, heaped on the ground forever. Either way, I should probably clean up this room before she gets here, I declared to myself. I needed to do something about my dad's space and the living room, the latter of which had become my nest. I never put the futon away. My dirty clothes littered the ground, and the lewd manga magazines I'd borrowed from Takeshi were lying out in the open for anyone to see. I couldn't let a girl into such a dark and sinister man cave. That has to be against the law. Just as I began to get to my feet, the doorbell rang.
Crap! She's already here?
I hadn't even put away the lewd magazines yet. Maybe it was the old woman next door? I had been loud over the phone a minute ago, so perhaps she was trying to barge in uninvited to give me a piece of her mind. Or it could have been the newspaper or the public broadcasting tax collector. Well, I guess I'll go take a look. I would decide how to respond based on who it was. With that in mind, I looked through the door's peephole.
Huh?
I gasped in utter shock. Everything that had been occupying my stupid primate brain until that moment, what I needed to do in to prepare, how I ought to act, and what I should have been thinking about was blown away, leaving my mind completely blank. It felt as though my feet had left the ground, as if gravity had disappeared from under me. Yes, within an instant, What I had witnessed through the peephole had caused my thoughts and emotions to freeze. But who could blame me? On the other side of the door stood Haruka Saikawa, my girlfriend, who had just parted with me at the station.
Why?
Why was Haruka in front of my apartment? And of all times, why had she chosen now? I still hadn't told Haruka where I lived. Sure, I told her the nearest station, but since I'd never brought her here, she shouldn't have known where I lived. Has she followed me here? No. She'd gotten on the train first. That shouldn't have been possible. Then why is she here right now? In the midst of my confusion, I racked my brain. I noticed Haruka acting flustered through the peephole, seemingly at a loss. She constantly glanced between her surroundings, her smartphone, and the doorplate for verification. The usual vitality that graced her face was nowhere to be seen. Instead, she appeared utterly helpless as she fidgeted restlessly on the spot. I can't just stand here. What was I doing allowing my girlfriend to make such an expression? It suddenly became all too obvious to me. All I needed to do was ask Haruka why she'd come to my apartment. Anyway, I need to go out there now. I undid the lock, which I'd fastened from behind upon returning home, and apologized from behind the door. Sorry, I'll be out in a second. Huh? Once I found myself face to face in front of Haruka, I lost the ability to speak again.
Oh, you're home, she cried. Thank goodness. I was starting to panic, wondering if I'd gone to the wrong room. Oh, she's so cute.
Okay, she's also low-key cute.
Something was off. I hadn't been able to tell through the peephole, but once I saw her with my own two eyes, it all finally made sense. The girl in front of me, who was wearing a relieved expression, wasn't Haruka. Still, you'd be hard-pressed to think otherwise. Everything about her, from her hairstyle to her long legs, resembled my girlfriend to a T. In spite of this, the way in which she looked at me was different. In the case of Haruka, I always noticed a certain sparkle in her eyes. From that single difference, I knew instantly this wasn't my girlfriend. And with that realization, it was as if a veil had suddenly been lifted. Things I hadn't noticed until now were suddenly visible. For starters, she was wearing different clothes. Underneath her brightly colored cardigan, she wore a sailor uniform, but it wasn't Seiyun High's uniform. She also wore loafers, not Haruka's usual sneakers. And the most glaring difference was that she held a supermarket bag in one hand. She held a supermarket bag in one hand and a large suitcase behind her. In this situation, even a dumbass like me knew there was only one possibility.
Is something wrong? The girl asked. Is there something on my face?
Are you my new stepsister?
Yep, nice to meet you. I'm Shigure Oyama. Whoops, I guess I'm Shigure Sato now, aren't I? I'm Tsukiko Sato's daughter, and starting today, I'm also your new stepsister. Here's to the future, big bro.
My father had suddenly remarried, and in the blink of my eye, my stepsister and I were living in the same apartment by ourselves. The shock of my father's phone call had left me powerless and writhing to the ground. And yet somehow, that had only been the icing on the shit cake I found myself in. The real cherry on top was the shocking twist that my stepsister was the spitting image of my girlfriend. This isn't good. No, it's terrible. Absolutely horrendous. I can't even. I'd be living with a girl who looked exactly like my girlfriend. God, what had I done to deserve such a cruel fate? I could practically sense a mysterious entity's malicious intent lurking behind my back. How was I supposed to deal with the reality that stared me directly in the face? These repeated upheavals had left my emotions completely torn and frayed. While I stood at my doorway, utterly dumbfounded, Haruka's doppelganger spoke to me anxiously.
You heard that I was coming today, right?
Yeah, I replied. I did hear about that a minute ago.
A minute ago? Talk about abrupt. Still, I'm glad you got the message. May I ask your name, Big Bro? I did hear it from my mom, but I must have forgotten.
I'm Hiromichi Sato.
Hiromichi, then.
I'd prefer if you didn't call me that, I muttered. Having Haruka's lookalike also address me by my given name was dangerous for my sanity.
How about I just stick to, Onii-chan?
She asked with an odd, inscrutable expression.
That would be easier for me, too. Well, now that we've finished our introductions, would you kindly let me in?
No, wait here a sec.
Huh? How come?
Crap! I mistook her for Haruka and ended up opening the door, but the room was still a disaster. I couldn't let her in right now. So I spread my arms out and rushed to block the entrance. Like I said, I didn't get the call until just a minute ago, I explained. The apartment's still pretty messy. Do you mind waiting here for a little bit?
Oh, is that all? Oh, no worries. We'll be together from now on, after all. I'll help you clean up. I'm coming in,
she replied, brushing past my defenses and entering the apartment. Ah, hold on a second, I cried as I frantically followed her. Since a loser like me couldn't exactly shove a girl he just met, I had no way of guarding against her invasion. Of course, grabbing her delicate shoulders and pulling her back outside was completely out of the question as well. Given how modest my lodgings were, the hallway as at the front was rather short. The moment you failed to make the first move, catching up became impossible. Still, even though it was too late to chase after her, I definitely needed to hide the incriminating magazines before she found them. Unfortunately, she'd already walked into the living room, and I immediately looked down to find a lewd magazine I'd left wide open for the world to behold. She snorted. She laughed. She definitely laughed at me just now. Right through her nose, even. Like a child mocking some dumb apes at the zoo. I just want to curl up and die.
Oh, sorry about that, she apologized. It was just my mom and I for a long time, so I completely forgotten about this sort of thing. But yeah, I guess this is a boy's apartment after all. It's obvious there would be things you wouldn't want a girl to see. Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you or anything. I was being careless.
Thank you for understanding, I muttered under my breath after a pause. Kindness really could be incredibly painful sometimes.
Well, I guess I'll let you clean up the room, my stepsister said. And while you do that, I'll prepare dinner. You haven't eaten yet, have you?
No, I haven't. Thanks.
You better look forward to dinner with bated breath. I'm a pretty good cook, I'll have you know.
Bated breath? Never heard that before. She pulled out a frilly apron and a white and pink checkered pattern with a white and pink checkered pattern from her suitcase, put it on, and immediately got to work in the kitchen. In between my frantic attempts to tidy up, I'd take a quick glimpse at her. Just as she'd implied, her cooking skills looked to be impressive. She appeared to be right at home in the new kitchen. The comforting sounds of a simmering pot and the rhythmic chopping of vegetables flowed from the kitchen area. Occasionally, I'd even manage to catch bits of her lovely humming. For all intents and purposes, it was as if Haruka herself were in the kitchen, and it caused my heart to leap out of my chest.
Wait a second, you asshole. What the hell was I thinking?
Would any girl do as long as they had the same face? Mistaking my stepsister for Haruka, my wonderful, irreplaceable girlfriend, was an extremely dangerous delusion. And what exactly lies at the end of that delusion, genius? No matter how I approached the situation, I knew it would only end in destruction, because the two girls looked so alike, they'd unconsciously overlapped in my head. There are three people in the world who look exactly like you, was a common saying. What were the odds that two of them existed within my rather small, pathetic social circle? At this point, I needed to consider moving somewhere else by myself. Seriously. As I was busy mentally freaking out, my stepsister spoke up, her back still turned while she cooked.
You got a call about me a while ago, right? Was that from my stepfather?
Yeah, he told me at the very last minute that you'd be coming to live here, I replied.
It must have been shocking learning about me just before I got here.
That's putting it mildly. My dad can be a real asshole sometimes. I feel bad for your mom. She can't be having an easy time with him either.
Shigure went silent for a moment, then retorted in a sharp tone.
I don't mean to sound rude, but she's your mother now, too.
I sounded upset, more so than she had so far. I'd been so preoccupied with cleaning that I'd been staring at my hands while I talked, but now I glanced up at her. I found her glaring down at me with a displeased expression, her eyebrows raised. Huh? Is she mad at me?
I'm not just talking about myself here, but my mother too, she said. You haven't even referred to me by my name since I arrived here. Call me Shigure. You are my brother after all.
Yeah, but...
What? Do you think you're the only one who's struggling with suddenly having a new sibling?
Huh?
Look, even I'm forcing myself to make the best out of this. It's not fair that you get to grumble and sulk yourself without putting any work in.
Ugh, I gasped. She was right on the money. Regardless of the circumstances, no one would be able to suddenly accept a complete stranger into their home, much less into their family. And as a girl, her anxiety must have been incomparable to mine. Still, she'd been trying to open up to me, even if only on a surface level. Just like she said, she was trying her best to meet me halfway. And what had I been doing this whole time? I'd just been hosting a pity party for one, worrying about my own circumstances.
Get it together, Hiromichi, I yelled, slapping my face for emphasis.
Huh? Why did you just slap yourself, Oni-chan? Your cheeks are bright red. Seriously, how hard did you hit yourself?
No worries. I'm okay now, I reassured her.
You don't look okay at all. Have you lost your mind or something?
Don't worry about it. I'm fine, I stressed. It was exactly what a serious loser with a capital L like me needed to wake up.
It would be easy to just sit idly by the sidelines and let others lead the way, but those weren't the actions of a true brother. Okay, it was true that I'd never had a sibling before, so my brotherly qualities were simply traits I'd conjured up on the spot. Nevertheless, if I was going to end up as someone's sibling, I sure as hell didn't want to be a pathetic one.
My bad, I apologized. I'll be more careful from here on out. Shigure.
It had been somewhat embarrassing, but I'd managed to say her name. Given my lack of experience in the department, calling girls by their first name still made me nervous. But when her expression quickly changed to happiness and relief, it made me feel as though it had been worth it.
Great! She exclaimed with a smile that looked exactly like Haruka's. My heart pounded in my chest, but this was my problem. Meaning I had to get used to it. Rejecting Shigure just because I was too much of a wimp to handle everything that's going on right now would be extremely disrespectful to her and Haruka.
Dinner's ready, Shigure stated. Do you mind pulling out the tea table, big bro? Do you mind pulling out the tea table, Anita?
No problem, Shigure.
Hey, is that the second time? You've mastered the art of saying my name already. That's fantastic. I need you to become my Oni-chan in mind and body as soon as possible. That way you can spoil your adorable little sister absolutely rotten.
Her smile, which had been an exact replica of Haruka's until that moment, suddenly twisted and transformed. She wore a provocative, teasing grin. Although I couldn't imagine my girlfriend wearing that expression, Shigure seemed quite accustomed to it. I internally felt a sense of relief at the obvious difference between the two. If only I had known better. End of chapter 2.
I'm pretty sure she's the one who kisses him. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Oh my god. Oh my god. Chapter 3, it's that one scene where that she's showering and she's taking a shower and there's the picture of her in a towel and he's seeing this shower. Okay, but like, where did when do they actually like kiss? Oh. Okay, she's kind of. Okay, this is low key kind of like sexual assault, but this is not consensual at all. Okay, so it happens in chapter 4, but like she essentially is just like randomly kissing him in his sleep. Okay, this is not consensual. And it might have been on the cheek. Wait, hold up. Okay, so is this like legit a kiss? Because first of all, in chapter 4, she just kissed him on the cheek, and then he was trying to kiss her, and then okay, now I'm very confused between the sister and the girlfriend. They literally look the same. Oh my God, you know what I can imagine? It's just like she pretends to be his girlfriend one day. Oh my God. What is this? What am I reading? Anyways, I'm on chapter 4 now. Thank you so much for listening to that Athy story. There are so many red flags here. I am pretty sure that this sister is non-consensually doing things to the older brother. Anyways, that is not the worst light novel that Ink and I found in the manga section, light novel anime store today. There were a lot more crazier things, but I think this was the crazy, not the craziest, but one that I could definitely read on stream without getting bonked. Because there were some manga that were questionable. But I will talk about that the another day. Oh, and funny story. So like we were walking in the manga section, and you know how Mushoku Tensei is a light novel? So then right next to it, they actually had the Mushoku Tensei manga in English. And the latest volume that had come out, I think, was volume 16. And so in my mind, I was thinking, oh, wait, I wonder if that one scene where, like, he tries and then he can't, is in there. So I was talking to Ink. I was like, Ink, have you ever seen Mushoku Tensei? And she was like, no, I haven't really, like, seen it. And I was like, well, let me tell you about it. There's this one scene, and then there are like random people all around me. I was like, whatever. I opened the book and I started flipping through it, and then immediately I stopped and I knew it was the scene. I was like, this is the scene. You see this scene? And I showed it to her in the face. I was like, this is the scene where the main character tries to do it with the girl, but he can't get it up. So I'm flipping through the pages. I was like, see? This was animated recently. I was like, I feel bad for the girl. And then I put it back and then I walked away. But like the way it was in the manga was so funny because like the manga was so much more detailed, guys. Definitely read the Mushoku Tensei manga. Very beautiful art. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And then I tried to explain to Ink that Mushoku Tensei is a very good is very good. It's great storytelling, great world building, wonderful. But little did they know that the best part was that the MC gets all the ladies. Heck yeah. And successfully gets them all. You want to catch them all? Then you be Mushoku Tensei. That's right. You be Rudeus. You get all the girls. All of them. Even the ones that are 100 years older than you. It's. Go ahead, start your harem. Have a child with every single one of them. I know that happens. I know
I know he has, he literally starts his own little harem family with them. I know he, spoilers, sorry. Oh man, I just spoiled everybody. Anybody, but everyone knows that whatever, he ends up with all the girls, but in different ways. I think he definitely ends up with the redhead girl, and then he definitely ends up with his witch instructor lady, girl, mage instructor. So, you know, like that mage instructor that taught him magic stuff when he was a kid. Yeah, they become a thing. I know that happens. And then I think the childhood friend he definitely ends up with too. So, I'm thinking, what other spoilers did I read about? That's pretty much it. Yeah, he ends up with pretty much all of them. Yeah. The redhead was the last one. Yeah. Goddess Roxy. Yes. But yeah, I got that book, and then I actually bought Who Made Me a Princess. I have the first volume of Who Made Me a Princess, the webtoon. It's so beautiful. It's essentially just like the English version in a book, and everything is colored and it's beautiful. And it was only $20 for the first volume. It's pretty hefty and it's so pretty. And if you guys haven't read the webtoon Who Made Me a Princess, the main character of the story is Athanasia, but her nickname is actually Athy, and it's literally spelled the same name as me, so it's A-T-H-Y. So through the entire book, when people call her by her nickname, it's just Athy, and it's so cute because I think she's me sometimes because I want to be her because she lives such a great life because she's so cute and pretty and she has a hot dad. She's a hot dad and a hot friend. She has a hot dad, a hot guard, a hot childhood friend, and a hot, like, magical red, black-haired mage dude that also is somehow her childhood friend, which I ship her the most with. Yes, she should end up with black-haired magical mage dude. Yes. Best couple. She has a hot everything. Literally everyone in her life is hot. Literally even her sister, her half-sister is hot. God, even her evil uncle is hot. Literally. Oh my God, look at her dad. Sorry, I'm just looking at dad art. So beautiful. Oh my God. Why not all of them? Maybe, let me just, like, stare at this one page for, like, oh, yeah. Claude de Alger Obelia. Oh, yes. Yes. Look at those pecs. Don't judge me. Okay, so I got this. And then I also got this other light novel. So this just recently came out. It's called Looks Are All You Need by Ghost Mikawa. I don't know if you guys have heard of this light novel. It actually also just came out as a light novel in Japanese. But essentially it's about a V singer, and it's about a school where, like, looks are essentially all you need to be popular. And there's this brother who has a little sister who is a hikikomori, and she never leaves her room. But she has, like, the most incredible voice, and she's secretly online a V singer, and she doesn't show her face. She's a VTuber, so she, like, sings, and she's really popular, but her brother tries to get her into the school, and so she gets into the school, but she, even though she's, like, kind of, like, cute and pretty, she doesn't like to keep up her appearances, so, like, she always has her hair in front of her face, and her hair's really long and untamed and stuff, so it always covers her face, so people think she's just, like, not that attractive. So she goes to the school, and there's, like, a bunch of people who are super talented and pretty, obviously, who are competing against her. And essentially, the whole story is about how she kind of rises up through the ranks as a singer, and as a, like, a V singer, and a, just, like, a singer in general. Like, if you read the blurb on the back, it says, singing isn't just about looks. Ryoran High School is a private performing arts academy full of geniuses in every field, music, dance, fashion, and more. But it's looks, not talent, that decide its student success. Shika Ikebukuro is a shut-in who can't do anything without her older brother, Gakuto, but she is secretly Seeker, the internet sensation V singer. Her voice is one of a kind, and Gakdo believes she can overcome Ryodan High School's social order and prove looks aren't everything. Still, it might be hard, and she'll have to face off against the beautiful prodigy at the top of her class, the six-octave diva, Erio Shibuya. And I, like, actually started reading this a little bit in the car, and I was like, wait a minute, this is, like, everything I want to be. And it's funny because all of the characters' last names are names of neighborhoods in Tokyo. So, like, you know, the main character girl's last name is Ikebukuro. Her and her brother's last name is Ikebukuro. There's a girl called Erio Shibuya, and then there's another girl called Mana Akihabara. So, no, I'm not kidding, okay? All their names are based off of Tokyo neighborhoods, like Tokyo, what do you call it, areas. So, it's really, really cool. It's called Looks Are All You Need by Ghost Mikawa. So, I think there's only one volume out of it right now, so I'll definitely follow up later on about it. Yeah, only like 5 days ago, so it's really cool. I'm really happy that I was able to find this in the story. Let's see. What do you always love about those premises is that she says she's not attractive, but in the art, they always look super cute. Yes. Yes, yes. Like, do you see the art of it? It's so cute. She literally just looks like, she looks like Shiro in No Game, No Life. And there is a bug trying to eat my book. Okay, go away. All right, it's time to go to sleep. It's Labor Day today. Happy Labor Day for those of you. Oh, freaking. Can these ants stop crawling all over me? Thank you. It's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day for those who are in the United States, and have fun doing your Labor Day shopping, because that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. But have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are, guys. I really, 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 really hope that our apartment gets fixed soon, because I freaking hate it here. There's nothing in this apartment. I literally just have my bed and a bucket full of temporary clothes, and that's pretty much it. My laptop and my phone and my scrubs and some toiletries, and then that's it, and like some food. But everything I have, all my other stuff, is at home, like in my apartment right now. They're probably collecting dust. I went in there and there were so many things that weren't covered properly, and they all had dust on it because, you know, they're just taking out everything. And now I'm really sad because all my items have dust on it. And now I'm going to have to clean everything all over again from scratch. And my stuffed toys. Spidey. Splinter. I know, I am sleeping on my bench because the floor is dirty. The floor is... Actually, the other day I slept on the floor. But I promise I sleep in my bench now. Yeah. I hope I could do more of these. Maybe I'll read the rest of it later tonight if I have time. So then we can hang out. Oh, I do have a day off today, so I will, I'll just sleep in a little bit. Okay, guys, this is Athena Nightingale signing off. Over and out of it. I'll see you guys next time. Awesome me.